August 14th, 2018, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock. Yep.
Welcome, everyone, to regular town board meeting of the Monroe Town Board for August 14th, 2018. With that, let's take a roll call in.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. Council members, LeClaire and Noonan are unable to attend this meeting, so they will not be joining us. With that, I'll take a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda this evening is approval of minutes. We will take them, actually, we can take July 10th and July 17th together if the board so chooses. I will be tabling July 24th since we don't have all board members, enough board members to approve of it. So are there any comments, changes for July 10th or July 17th? July 10th was a regular town board meeting, and the 17th was a town board workshop.
On July 10th, in the National Grid Potential Management,
what
I had a question. That would be 238. I had a question about replacing LED bulbs, and the question was it actually bulbs, or was it fixtures, or is it a modification of the fixture to take an LED bulb?
We did pose that question to the contractor, and I believe his response was they would be replacing the whole head when it was necessary, because apparently you can't do just bulbs in the setup that we have.
Okay.
So it would have to be a complete event.
Okay. Good. That made more sense money-wise.
Motion to approve July 10th regular town board meeting and July 17th town board workshop.
Seconded.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is to set future meeting or workshop. One thing we need to set a workshop on is for Saratoga County Prosperity. Marty Bonage that was going to present the economic development plan for the town, and we need to reschedule that. He has offered the date of August 21st at 6 p.m. Is that the date that works for the board?
821?
Yes.
No way from tonight.
Correct. No, so I believe it's a Wednesday, isn't it?
No, it's a week from today.
Tuesday, yes.
Yeah, I believe at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, so we will set that workshop for 6 p.m. on August 21st. Does anyone have any additional workshops you'd like to schedule at this time?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. We will stay tuned. Next item on the agenda is a request from Jeannie Gathile at the Monroe Community Center. She has received a request to turn the town's teal, which is a national awareness campaign for ovarian cancer, and they're looking for the town or village official to assign approval for them to, well, I'll read the letter. Dear Administrator, turn the town teal is a national campaign to create awareness of ovarian cancer, its subtle symptoms and risk factors. Our volunteers tie our ribbons, which are biodegradable and made in the United States, primarily in town centers and providing stores, health clubs, spas, libraries, etc., with symptom cards and information pertaining to ovarian cancer. September, which is National Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. Ribbons go up on or about September 1st and are taken down no later than September 30th. This will be the 11th successful year of raising awareness and saving women's lives. And for more information, you can visit the website, which is www.turnthetownsfield.org. So I just want to see if the town board is okay with that, and I will sign the request.
Okay, motion? And we supported it last year. So
we did.
I'll present a motion on operating director and supervisor to sign the Turn the Town Field request from Community Center.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is number 4, in relation to town email. We, as we do annually, we have to pass a resolution to renew our email services to PS Technical Services. We have a quote dated August 2nd in the amount of $1,610. And that is for 20 Office 365 Essentials at $65 each, and two Office 365 premiums at $155 each.
Motion to approve.
Seconded.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Real quick comment. Those are Microsoft pricing that are available to public sector entities, so there's no markup through that vendor. So that's the only price available.
Okay. And that's why we don't have additional quotes on it, because they would change. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is Highway Department requests. Before we get into requests, I just wanted to thank our Highway Superintendent, Paul Joseph, for having his employees erect the signage at the firehouse. Hopefully, there will be less traffic attempting to drive through that area to get to town hall, especially on court days. So I know the fire company greatly appreciates it, so thank you for that. First request from Paul is requesting permission to attend the New York State Association of Town Superintendents of Highways and the New York State County Highway Superintendents Association Joint Conference, which runs September 17th through September 20th, 2018, and is held in Verona, New York. This is the first ever joint conference between state and county associations. Paul's indicated there will be professional development education sessions, as well as many networking events for highway professionals and associate affiliate members. Total cost of the conference is $1,012, which includes registration, lodging, and meals. And Paul is asking that proper town charges and funds are available for this and approved by the board, and they're in account 5010.401.
Motion to approve.
Seconded.
Any discussion? You want to add anything, Paul?
I think it's going to be a very good conference this year with us merging. I think it's going to be a lot more productive than I know we are. We're all looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item Paul has is request to purchase a new welder, specifically an automatic 252. Model. He has three quotes. One from Hahn Welding Supply.
Yes.
For an amount of $227.29 with a $400 rebate for a total amount of $2,329. Next vendor is Taylor Welding for an amount of $2,550 with a $400 rebate for total cost of $2,150. And a third quote from Airgas, an amount of $2,809 with a $400 rebate for a total cost of $2,409. Paul's recommending that we go with Taylor Welding, which is the lowest vendor. And we did budget this item in 2018. The monies will come from account DB 5130.2, which has its current balance from as of August 9th of $8,477.06.
Motion to approve. Seconded.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know Paul has asked, should he have a down day due to rain? It's pretty much been raining every day for some time, some period during the day. But he has offered to help Paul additional leaves. I know that we had an individual that was willing to take the leaves free of charge. I didn't know if the board, what direction the board wanted to go in, or if we want transfer station, come up with a recommendation on that and bring it back to the board. We do have room now as a result. It took, 80 loads out of there?
It took 80 loads, but the brushes are coming in pretty heavy with all the frame and everything, so we're getting cranked up a bit.
Yeah, this individual, I think, only wants the leaves.
Yes.
So.
Where would Paul be hauling it to?
Cranesville, right?
Yes.
We could take advantage of this downtime.
Okay.
I would agree.
All right.
It's mostly the leaf or the brush, right?
No, just the leaves.
Just
the brush would leave and we grind up after.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, somebody comes in and grind it and then take it to the wrecker or anything.
Yeah, we had an offer from A.S. Havens Contracting, which I believe is only Andrew S. Havens, where he's indicated that he'd be willing to take the leaves at transfer station. He has his own equipment and would do it on Mondays and Tuesdays, afternoons and Wednesdays. And he has insurance.
Yes,
pardon?
I'm Andrew Havens.
Oh, okay. You want to elaborate a little bit on your...
I just noticed that the town was hauling leaves away and thought that I would offer it because I can use them, in my, what I do. I process them. But I don't do it at my own expense. It's at the man hours and fuel
right.
In the town. I didn't know if you guys had any questions or any problems with that.
Yeah.
Well, I was under the impression when I first commented on it that he only took leaves and we were looking to get rid of the other stuff too. But if you're only taking leaves out and all appreciate the offer, if someone is willing to do it, then we can help him out. And so there's no cost to us and the taxpayers. So, probably from acquiring truck insurance, I would be on board this office.
Would you, do you have a standard contract that you offer for jobs that are involved in? I'm sorry, do you have a contract? I mean, you typically do it on a contract. How do you usually do this type of service?
If it was, we're very flexible. I mean, this is something that would be the first time for us. This is my father's. It's something that we were interested in, and obviously we use our own equipment, bring the payloader over, load our own trucks, because that way there's no liability on the town.
Right, we have to have a whole harmless clause, proof of insurance, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm already with the town. I'm a local contractor, so I already have workman's comp. My liability is already on file here.
Okay.
To the building department stuff. But that's not an issue either. And what brought this about was we saw that this was all being just trucked off at the town expense.
Mm-hmm.
We're willing to eliminate that expense to the town, and consume it as we need it for our jobs and stuff.
Or as if, the town finds that it's getting a little overcrowded again, they have no problem coming back, get plenty of room.
Sure.
Multiple sites, even that. It's not a issue of how much. It would just be the time to go over the way.
Right. And being able to do it at our convenience.
Well, my suggestion would be to if the board wants this.
I guess I could check with Paul. What about accessibility for, when would you go in, Andrew?
Well, I think during regular daylight hours, regular work hours, just the town's operations even, or whatever is dictated. I mean, if we can go in in, you know, Saturday or whatever has worked as well, that'd be beneficial. We're right here in town, so it's
I understand. You're over on Harrison Avenue.
It's not like we're going to be a big nuisance to the town.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering about accessibility.
Well, I think the only day they would have a problem there would be Saturdays because the transfer station is very busy on Saturday.
So there's flexibility there. I mean, we don't have any issue working around the schedule, even if we could work later because,
That's what I was thinking.
Go home at 4 o'clock. Most people,
I understand that, but they go home at 4 o'clock.
They have to be there to keep us in.
And that's what that's why I'm kind of thinking.
I didn't see that scenario down there. I just noticed the material. I didn't pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. So, and that's where flexible on as well. You know, like I say, for local people. So
yeah.
Easily done.
So my suggestion would be to authorize ASA's contracting form of service with the caveat that we have the town attorney ensure that we, from a liability standpoint, that may involve a contract, but I'll talk with the council on that. If the board's okay, you have a green light after that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate y'all.
Next item on the agenda is item 6, National Grid and Tension Management, who we've been working with. Energy contracts. They have looked at our street lighting and done an audit on that, and they came up with 3 observations. The first one is in relation to acquisition of the street lights. The cost they believe is so high in maintenance for light, if something goes wrong, it would not be in the town's best interest to go with owning the lights. They looked at conversion to LED all at once. National Grid would be doing this exclusively at their prices, and he has determined that would also not be cost effective for the town. His recommendation actually is to continue the current rental agreement, and as the lights go out, replace them with LEDs, which he believes makes the most sense because he says within 2 years all the lights will eventually die naturally and need to be replaced. Says that our rental will be adjusted to the LED cost, and we should see a savings of 60-70%. But he's willing to do whatever option the town board is interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's pretty clear what's probably the best option for
him. Option 3.
Yeah. So do you want me to give him that feedback?
Correct.
Sliding the ice skating rink, which the board recalls was denied under the last program that we were trying to apply under. And town board members should have a copy of National Grid's program, which would have an impact on ice skating lighting. And he is indicating that if we were to do the conversion there, we'd see a savings of $886.51 per year. However, it would not be financed through the National Grid Small Business Program. He said this is not the final contract. Final contract for National Grid. There may be other programs that may be coming down the road, and he's going to look in to see if there's another set of program which would get the final price around $11,900 for the project. So that's basically an FYI at this time.
Right, yeah. It didn't sound like anything we wanted to act on right now.
Right. And they also looked at a gas procurement PPA, and he indicated that analysts expect that the price of natural gas will average between $5 and $6 per year. We would be locked in at $4.53. But if you look at utility pricing between 2015 and 2018, I'm not so sure there's an advantage to the town to lock in at that price, especially with the non-natural gas that's available in the market.
Mm-hmm.
My recommendation would be not to do a PPA, but you know, I don't know if we can put from the board on it.
No, I would agree with what you're saying.
And the last item I have under National Grid did a audit of our street lighting, and unfortunately it turns out that our bills need to increase $15.41. So we did not run on that audit. That's all I have for National Grid. Next item on the agenda is item 7 in relation to Bloom Festival sponsorship. Joan Grishot stopped in the office and wanted the town wanted to continue to provide sponsorship in their Adirondack Bloom Festival booklet. And we have done it in the past. We budgeted it for a year amount of $375. Which is the cost of the black and white ad. If we wanted to increase it to a color ad, it would be $650. I modified the ad a little bit, which the board members should have a copy of, which is more detailed and outlining some of the offerings that we have at recreational facilities, which were not included in years past. My recommendation would be to go with the budgeted amount of $375.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is a request for a reduction in speed limits on two roads in the town. The first one is Mott Road. Betty Vernon stopped in the supervisor's office this week, concerned about the speed limit. Is not posted on Mott Road, which, as board members know, means the speed limit state law is 55 miles per hour. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we do have a problem with speed on that road because when they start from the river and come down through, they've got that long stretch, and they're doing more than the 55 that we have now, but all around us are 45.
Right. Well, Town and Monroe did request March 15th to 2017 for speed limit reduction. We did not hear back from that request. We also requested, actually, Town and Monroe requested because it's a joint. They requested in February 2017. They have not heard back. And then they again made a second request in March 2018, and still no response. So, you know, we can make another request for you,
okay.
But it doesn't sound like it's promising.
Because there is a daycare on that road, too, now, and they do walk sometimes with the baby carriages. We hope for the best.
So, Leanne, if the board's probably need a resolution. Asking the town clerk to make that paperwork and complete the paperwork.
Okay.
Resolution asking the town clerk to submit the appropriate paperwork requesting speed limit reductions on Mott Road and Bluebird Road.
Well, yeah.
Or just the Mott Road discussion.
We'll take them separately.
Okay.
On Mott Road. We'll them separately.
Okay. Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the second part of the speed limit request, reduction request, is on Bluebird. We had a request from Lynn Lord, who's a resident on Bluebird, asking for a reduction from 55 miles an hour to 45. The town did
request in 2016 that that reduction occur, as well as in 2015, and the town was denied both times. So we can make the request again if the board so chooses, but again, I don't think it's promising.
Are there any variables change on that stretch of road?
Probably not greatly. There's a couple different housing developments that are close by there, but not right down the road.
Probably make the request.
Probably no harm in that.
Yeah, do a resolution.
Motion requesting the town clerk to submit the appropriate paperwork requesting a speed limit reduction on Blueberry Road.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda is the CSDA contract. As the board is aware, that the contract will be expiring at the end of this year, and I will be naming Council Member Van Tassel and myself for the negotiating team. I have met informally. The board members should have received some topics of concern that they would like to discuss as part of the contract. And so at this time, you can get back and have some dates when you think you'd like to be able to meet. And we'll get that going. So I'd like to, you know, with the budget season coming up, it'd be nice to get that wrapped up so we know we're looking at for expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Next item on the agenda is item 10, Recreation Department requests. First of all, I'd like to publicly thank one of our lifeguards, Sabrina Quintos, who, due to her quick action on July 21st, averted a tragedy at the Southland Falls Beach. And I just wanted her to be commended by the board for her actions and follow-up activity that made a potentially very sad situation have a happy ending. So kudos to her. Speaking with David Jones, who's now running things for us in the interim at the park, with some of the hires that we have going back to school, we're going to be short-staffed in the next couple of weeks, so I would ask for a motion from the town board to hire an additional part-time seasonal individual, Matthew Jones, to be hired at a rate of $12 per hour, effective August 15, 2018, subject to successful completion of the background check and pre-employment physical within the next 2 week period.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item under Recreation Department. Board members should have a copy of the contract agreement for Adirondack Links Soccer Academy LLC. It has been reviewed by council and board members, and we're in final form. And if the board is so inclined, I would ask for authorization to sign the contract with that entity.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item under Recreation Department. Town board members should have a copy of a flyer for the Moreau Recreation Science Camp. On Monday, they'll be doing Things That Fly. Tuesday, What's That Sound? Wednesday, Things That Are Bubbly. Thursday, Things That Attract Magnets. Is that magnets or magnets?
Attract and magnets.
And the cost would be $15 per individual per day. If they were to sign up for all four, it would be a $60 fee. If an individual wanted to do all four, it's a recommendation that we charge $50, so there'd be a $10 savings.
Right. So, I'm good with that.
And you're okay with the flyer as it is?
Yes.
All right.
So do we need to do a resolution on that?
Well, probably because it's a particular. So I would entertain a motion to adopt the flyer as presented this evening for Town of Row Science Camp for the cost of $15 per individual per day or $50 for a whole week camp registration.
So moved.
Second.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item that is still under Recreation Department. Board members should have received a financial of the Color Run for 2018. The amount of money that was taken in donations was $1,850. From not only our community, but entities outside our community. So on behalf of the board, it's a big thank you for their participation. The amount of expenses, am I reading that right, is $903.66.
Mm-hmm. And for the record, we can pass, if you're going to get to the resolution, we can think about it, except that this is not the complete summary. She's still
turning some
additional monies today.
We still have some monies coming in.
Well, I was told it was updated today. Is that not accurate?
No, I got a phone call that we have more monies coming in. So I can have that updated.
Okay. You want to, I'm going to run down the list of everybody who contributed. Do you want to mention the whole list?
I'm sure. I'll have the exact one in front of me, but I'll see if I can do it off my head. We have Market Inc., who sponsored our t-shirts. We have True Value.
Well, I'm going to run down the list you have, one that you just had a conversation.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I mean, who is it?
It's a local church that is donating some money to us.
Okay. And for the record, Glens Falls National Bank contributed $200. Ace True Value contributed $250. Oralex contributed $200. Blue Plain contributed $200. South Glens Falls Girls Softball contributed $250. Turf Management, $200. Autism Awareness contributed $250. And the Fitness Hanger contributed $400. And the sponsor of the sunglasses for the participants.
Yes.
And additional contributors to the successful event was ARCA Inc., t-shirt sponsors, Mr. Bill's, the two raffle baskets. Stewart's did drinks and did 100 make your own sundaes. Hannaford did 10 cases of water, bananas, cases of apples. Pools Plus did a raffle item, $50 gift card, and pool float. True Value also did a raffle item, which was a bench. Adirondack Creative Works did a raffle item. Mahoney's did a raffle basket and signed Jimmer for Dead basketball. Melissa Chester had a signed Jimmer Burdette t-shirt. Touch of an Angel offered a raffle item and a $20 gift card. The Anvil Inn provided a $25 gift card. Barebone did a $500 gift certificate. DJ Jason Irwin did the DJ services. And South Glens Falls Central School District, the finish line and the start line. And Chris Boucher, Athletic Headquarters, at Timing Clocks, and Cases of Gatorade. So thank you for all, to all of them.
Thanks.
So with that, I'd like the town board to move a motion that Town Road dedicate any proceeds for 2017 and 2018 Color Run fundraisers to account HP 889, which is the reserve account for the planned adaptive playground at the Harry J. Beecher Recreation Park.
So moved.
Seconded.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
And the final item I have, to say the best for last, which is use of fields at our recreational facilities. There continues to be a lot of confusion, not only on the part of staff, as well as users of our facilities. And I just want to make some things clear, and I also have some suggestions on how to alleviate some of the confusion. And board members should have a draft copy of the fee schedule for use of pavilions and fields at the Town Hall Recreation Park. And my recommendation is on that form currently has the subject field use. And I would like to say field use for games and keep all those prices the same, or fees the same. A separate category for field use for non-games and establish, actually we are doing it, but to be clear for the record, establish a hour and a half field use fee of $25 to be included on that form. Some people have said, well, we have no policy in place, and I can tell you that we looked through the minutes, and since I've been on the board, going back to as far back as 2005, yes, we have been charging users for those fields. It's just that the town has not done a very good job in collecting them. Well, I can assure you that the town is stepping up its game to make sure that we are collecting those fees, and that is fair and uniform across the board, and it's going to be based, the town board is in agreement to what I just outlined for the changes on the field use sheet. Along with that, to make things more clear for those that are utilizing the facility, my office has developed a field use checklist. It's got 6 boxes that'll have to be signed off by the town clerk. And it's a field use checklist which has the name of the entity which you'll complete, the contact person for the group, phone number and address, and the first box that has to be checked off is that the field use request form has been completed and is on file with the clerk's office. The second box that would have to be checked off to use the fields is a current certificate of insurance naming the town as an additional insured has been received. The third box that the clerk will be checking off is whether or not the field use form has been approved by the rec director. The next box is whether payment has been received by the clerk's office. And the next box following that is rec staff has been notified of the approval that will be done by the town clerk's office. And finally, if there's a signed contract involved for field use, it is currently on file with the clerk's office. And there's a note at the bottom of this sheet that said use of field may not take place without completion of the above checklist. And I'm asking for support from the board to implement this checklist in the clerk's office so there's no more confusion on how our fields are being utilized, whether proper paperwork is in place. We're spending way too much time as a town trying to figure out who's doing what and whether proper documentation is in place. And I think this will go a long way into alleviating a lot of that confusion. It'll be beneficial for the town. It'll also be beneficial for the users of the park because they will know what's expected of them. So I don't know if the board members have thoughts on that.
No, I think the last part of what you just said is really important. I think it's going to make it clear for others because I think it's going to bear on both sides with the lack of clarity. And it's been a policy that doesn't mean it's been a good practice that's been followed, but it has been a policy. And the reduced rate of 25 for practice, I think, is also a bit of a concession. I mean, we're charging 35 with this one. So, and again, just for the clarity, this exempts those people that already have a contract where practice might be covered under the contract.
Such as
softball, little league,
okay.
The other entities that have the contract. This is outside of those entities that have contracts in place.
Okay.
Do you need a motion authorizing the change in this doc?
Yes, I would like what I discussed. I mean, you can read it if you want to read the whole sheet.
No.
I just want a record so there's a paper trail on it that the public knows where the town board is on it and there's no confusion on it.
Okay. a motion authorizing the supervisor's office to modify the fee schedule for use to include at the bottom the section that the supervisor reviewed indicating the cost for practice is at $25 for a 1.5 hour time period. And then the creation and implementation of the new field use checklist that was reviewed by the supervisor would be the motion.
Seconded.
Any other discussion on that?
So as far as discussion, I'm looking at proposed field use fees for practices. An example on here for time frames, 5 to 6:30, 6:30 to 8.
What are you looking at?
This sheet.
Okay, so that was a recommendation from our director.
Right.
Some of that has been taken into consideration for where I want to move forward. Some of it hasn't, so I don't want to do any more than what I just outlined.
Okay.
And those were examples.
No, and I understand that. More than it says an hour and a half, I mean, who chooses the hour and a half? I guess is what my thought is.
Well, I think it goes back to the actual reserving in the field, so it go on the schedule, makes sense.
When the schedule, when the paperwork comes in, the first person that comes in pays, does that whole checklist, then I can notify they get to reserve their field. That's how it goes at this point.
Okay.
And to be clear, we'll go back to the morning.
No, well, okay. So, some of the information on here dealt with time frame, but also understanding that, let's say your practice gets done at 8 o'clock, try to be out there by 8:15.
I'm going to cover that.
Okay. So that we don't have overtime going out with our employees. But, yes, that's what I want to discuss, I guess.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Just to be clear, if any of our residents or anyone who shows up at our park and wants to use a field, you know, with their family to play catch, if it's not reserved, they're not a formal entity, they're not going to be charged or expected to pay. And I'd also ask that our rec staff remind those using the field that Council members Hogan's point, they can't use the field right up until our staff punches up. So my recommendation on that is that direct staff remind field users 15 minutes before dusk that the park's going to be closing. And I mean, because the time's going to be changing as days get shorter, it's only fair for our staff so that they know they're only being paid for a certain amount. We're not paying overtime down there, and this will help coordinate a elimination of getting the fields cleared in a timely fashion, so staff can get out the
clock. Oh, go ahead, Dave. Okay, you just happened to mention dusk, but the sign that. The entrances on both ends of the park say 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a resolution earlier in the year where the town board wanted to set a time to it. But as we get into the time of year, my suggestion...
Times have to change.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
What do you want to change?
When we get into the overtime issue, my closers right now are working 40 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And they they don't qualify for overtime. Mm-hmm. So... How do you normally work that? Playing with the sun.
For clarity, if I can correct me if I'm wrong, thank you for the question, Dave. The dusk was for later in the year when we need to close before 8. Right now, the closing time is at 8:00. So that was put into accommodate for if we get a little later in the field in the season and the weather permits, the fields could still be used and there's entities that want to use them. We need to be out of there before dark.
Okay.
So that would only work in your...
8:00.
Yeah, that would only work in your favor as far as controlling overtime.
Okay.
And scheduling would be taken into consideration so that we're not scheduling somebody who's paying, for example, up to 8:00 and then has to leave at 4:15. So obviously, for rented fields, scheduling would be taken into consideration for the time.
Anybody have anything else on direct?
What about the Hudson River Valley Greenway?
Yeah, that's a separate item.
Okay.
The only other thing I would, if I could, is on the rec, and maybe belongs to maybe I'll be very quick. I just want to thank Sandy for the efforts put forward. Now, any other volunteers and town employees that help support the color run, there's a lot of people down there doing a lot of good things. So thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
The next item I have on the agenda for item 11 is Board of Health Officer. If the board recalls, we eliminated our participation in the Joint Local Health Board. But under state law, according to council, we're still required to have a local health officer. And I have done some outreach. We have an individual that is considering it, but I do need to provide that person with some additional information before she either decides to join us or declines the invitation. I have a problem with council on that. Item 12 on the agenda is the Hudson River Valley Greenway grant. If the board recalls, the LA group had resubmitted our Big Boom Trail grant back in July at no charge to the town. And I'm looking for authority for the LA group at a cost of $500 to apply for a $15,000 grant for a townwide trail design. And this is a matching grant. If we were to be successful in getting the grant award, it would be a 50% match that we'd have to do. The board members should have a copy of the resolution for that. I would ask if the board is interested in applying for that grant that someone moves motion.
Can you just apologize, clarify for me? We have a $500, and then you said $1,500?
No, so it's $500 fee for LA Group to apply for the grant.
And,
I'm sorry.
I have that.
And so it's a $1,500 grant with $7,500 coming from the Hudson River Valley Greenway and $7,500 coming as a matching portion on the part of the town.
Thank you. Motion to approve.
Second. I'm sorry, do you have a copy of the resolution?
Yes.
You want to read it in the record?
For sure. Whereas the town of Moreau is applying to the Hudson River Valley Greenway for a grant under the Greenway Communities Grant Program for a project entitled Moreau Townwide Trail Concept to be located in the town of Moreau. Whereas the town agrees to employ the LA Group PC Saratoga Springs to prepare and submit the grant application in the grant round due August 10th, 2018. Now therefore be it resolved that the governing board of the town of Moreau does hereby approve and endorse the compensation of $500 to the LA Group to prepare and submit the application for a grant under the Greenway Communities Grant Program for the town, for the Moreau Townwide Trail Concept.
Thank you. So we have a motion. Second.
No, second. My question is the date on this August 10th? We'll be on that at this point. Would they, did they do something with this already, or?
Check.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to spending the money for them to apply, but it might be too late at this point.
Okay.
Well, I've done that.
Yeah. Okay.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda is a...
Supervisor, there are two resolutions for that street light.
There was, but...
The one I just read was authorizing the $500.
Right.
I think we need to do both.
All for the application. All right. So you read the one for, that had the $500 in it?
I read the one that's authorizing the $500 to the LA group to prepare and submit.
Okay, so there should be a second.
Yeah, they're approving towards the application of the town.
Right. So would you read the second resolution in the record?
Whereas the town of Moreau is applying to the Hudson River Valley Greenway for a grant under the Greenway Communities Grant Program for a project entitled Moreau Townwide Trail Concept located in the town of Moreau. Whereas the grant application requires the applicant municipality to obtain the approval endorsement of the governing body of the municipality or municipalities in which the project will be located. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the governing board of the town of Moreau hereby does approve and endorse the application for a grant under the Greenway Communities Grant Program in the August 10, 2018 grant round for a project known as Moreau Townwide Trail Concept and located within this community.
So moved.
Second, Ed.
Thank you, Leanne. For roll call.
Can I just question in regards to this? Was going to requires the applicant municipality to obtain the approval endorsement of the governing body, and municipality or municipalities within the project. Isn't that us, or are we looking for approval from other municipalities close to us for this? Okay. So, and with this, it says get the approval or endorsement of the governing body of the municipality or municipalities in which the project will be located. This Moreau Townwide Trail concept is not, I'm under the impression it wasn't just in Moreau, that it might be coinciding with other trails that are adjacent to us.
Yeah, we're not going to be landlocked with the trail. It'll be hopefully around our town, but also tying into municipalities outside.
Right. Based upon this, do we have to get approval and endorsement from those other municipalities?
Well, I think that's what the $500 goes for, to have somebody else handle that, but I don't know.
Okay.
We can only do what we can do here.
Right.
Our municipality, we're approving it. And in the grant application, these other approvals and prepare a grant to take care of that.
So it's probably one of the requirements for the LA group to successfully apply for it.
Okay.
To have them reach out.
With that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm good with it. No.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda I have is mandatory personnel training. We're going to get an update on that and move it to committee reports a little bit further down the agenda. And with that, that'll take us to item 15 on the agenda, which is the privilege of the floor for members of the public.
I think you skipped over number 13, did you?
The resolution. So what interests me here from the public, I got it. Item 13 on the agenda is the LaBerge Group resolution for sewer grant application, and essentially the authority for the town supervisor to sign the contract addendum. This is all required as part of our application for our financing in order for it to be complete. And with that, I'll ask the clerk to read the first resolution in relation to authorizing the supervisor to submit and sign grants and financing for extension number 5 of sewer district number 1.
Whereas on June 26, 2018, the town board of the town of Moreau held adopted a resolution establishing extension number 5 of sewer district number 1. subject to a referendum scheduled for August 27, 2018. And whereas on June 26, 2018, the town board also adopted a resolution authorizing the issuance of $16 million in series bonds for the construction of extension number 5 in the town of Moreau, and all necessary infrastructure, equipment, apparatus, site work, and related site work. And whereas if the referendum results in a duly established extension number 5 in order to aid in the financing of extension number 5, the town board desires to search and apply for grants and other financing methods. Now therefore be it resolved that the town board of the town of Moreau authorizes the town supervisor to submit and sign any and all applications for grants and financing related to a successfully formed and established extension number 5.
Thank you, Leanne.
So moved.
Seconded.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kluzniers?
Yes. And the next item along those lines is in order for our applications to go in, for our applications to go in for financing with the various entities that we intend to apply with. I need authority to sign a contract addendum for New York Water grant application, which would execute the engineering agreements and design services. This is required to be in place prior to applying for any grant funds. So with that, I entertain a motion authorizing to sign the contract addendum number 201-7065-02 for additional professional services related to group 9 corridor sewer.
So moved.
Seconded.
Any discussion on that?
No.
So this was some, just for clarification. This was something that was discussed back in April, and we never did the formal resolution authorizing me to sign that contract addendum. And we can't do the application for the financing without it. So that's the purpose of the resolution this evening. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kluzniers?
Yes. And as I mentioned, item 14 is going to be discussed under committee reports. So with that, I'll open the floor to public comment. And a reminder that please keep your comments germane to town business, either before the board or to be before the board, or any other general comments related to our town. And there's also a 3-minute limit on your comments. So with that, I'll entertain the first individual's request to speak.
Yes, sir.
Pat, I want to ask about that.
Sir, can you come up? Please add the podium.
I got to come up there.
That way we can get that under recording.
You discussed about the field uses there. My question would be, in that letter, are we all going to get a copy of that stuff? And also, what are you guys going to do about the weather? If we have practice scheduled and it rains, do we get a refund?
This is your comment period. I will address those questions, but moving forward, this is the public's opportunity to comment. We're in no obligation to do a question and answer. It's not my intent to do a question and answer.
So how do we get this discussed then?
Chris, you know that staff from the rec park reached out to you and said if you have any questions, you could come discuss it with me either on the phone or stop in my office.
That's what I'm asking. Do I talk to Sandy about this stuff? Or
any elected official, you call my office, I'll be happy to chat with you about it. Now, regarding refunds, we will be looking at that. We weren't prepared to move on it tonight because I've got to have additional discussions with board members. I'd like to get a recommendation from the rec committee on it. The other comment would be that it has come to my attention that some of the entities that our fields did not provide
refunds to some of the participants, and I think that needs to be part of the discussion.
So you guys haven't discussed that at all yet, but you haven't discussed the full circle about the field use stuff, is that what you're saying?
I've said what I'm going to say.
So I just need to address either one of you guys and ask you these questions, you're just going to tell me individually? Is that, I'm curious, so how this is that how you want me to do it?
My door is open, you have my cell phone, be happy to chat with you about anything, as I have.
I'm trying to figure out what we're supposed to do, you know. Like get our questions answered about, you know, some questions that we have about the field usage. That's all.
You have it chat.
Okay.
Mayor Gatata.
Good evening. I'm here to speak to the board about the upcoming, we're going to call it an election, the referendum. I've been for probably in excess of 5 or 6 weeks trying to get a copy of the list of people that are eligible to vote. You know, we know what the properties are, but I'd like to know what the whole number of eligible voters are. Is that available? Can anybody tell me what the whole number is?
I will answer that question only because that is something that's very important to our community here right now. Probably the most important decision that property owners in that district will have to make from a financial standpoint. And I can tell you that we're working on a list. We will have a list available to the public prior to the vote. There's still some legal questions as to who, what names shall be contained on that list and whether or not they should be permitted a vote, a single vote or multiple votes. And those are things that we're working on right now. My goal is to have it available next week.
But that doesn't give us any time for absentee owners or out-of-state owners. Doesn't give us any time to have dialogue. You know, generally when you go to an election, you got a list of who's qualified to vote. Right now, we don't have any idea what the whole number of voters are. If it wasn't ready when you approved it to go to a referendum, this is 5 or 6 weeks later, and we're running out of days and running out of time to communicate with potential voters, and that's not fair to us. I've got a question, like if somebody's got a life estate, how many people can vote? If somebody's got a life estate with other names on the deed, how many votes will those people get? Can anybody vote by proxy? I'm assuming we're going to allow watchers, and are we going to have watcher certificates? Who do we deal with on that? Is this board going to ask for corporate resolutions? The inspector's going to ask for corporate resolutions. So there's a lot coming up, and there's a lot at stake, and we've had no answers. I've spoken two public hearings on this extension, and none of my questions have been answered, and apparently they're not going to be. Some questions are real valid questions, so I'm not sure you're ready to have an election, and we certainly aren't. You know, we've been disadvantaged. I did a FOIL request for this list in excess of a month ago. And now Leanne understands, she knows, she's responded, but how can we go into this without having a chance to make our argument on the pros and cons of it? So I'm not sure you're going to be ready to vote on the 27th, and if we don't have a list by now, we've been disadvantaged. Can I assume the inspectors haven't chosen? Does this board approve the list of inspectors? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
To be clear, the town board has responded to all photo requests relating to the vote, and we can't provide documents the town board does not, the town does not have receipt of. You mentioned three items that you needed answers to. Those three items are listed on the website under frequently asked questions regarding people being disenfranchised. I assume, this board assumes, that people know the property that they own. And it has been listed on the website for some time now. As soon as we had the map plan and report, the public hearing went through, we had it on the website prior to public hearing. So the fact that a comment is made that people are being disenfranchised, that's a characterization, it's not an accurate fact.
Well, I'm not debating that there were 80-some parcels on the list. Somebody should be able to tell me the whole number of votes, the whole count. What's the whole number of the votes that can be cast that are qualified? And I'm not getting those answers. So, you know, we're skirting around the real issue. We don't have a chance to talk to those people because we don't know who they are. We know who 86 properties are, but we don't have the deeds. We don't know. And you guys have been working on this for how many weeks? The last time it went to a referendum, it was a list of each parcel with an explanation whether they could vote because of AG's opinions, controller's opinions, and in some cases, town law. So, we are at a strong disadvantage. And you can skirt around it all you want and talk about transparency. And we keep hearing it read into the record where people eventually are going to believe it all. But we don't have the information probably that you have. And there's got to at least be a parcel list, something out there. And when might we get it? The clerk thought, hopefully by before the election. So we're going to get a couple days before. You know, how much time does that give us to contact people? It's like an election. It's a referendum. We have a right to contact those people, know who they are, and make our case.
I'd like to comment as a follow-up. There has not been any other board elected to this town that has been more transparent in this sewer process than this board has been, number one.
Okay.
Number two, please.
Please,
you had the floor. I'm sure your 3 minutes have expired, but I'm continuing to answer your questions. I answered your question when we thought that the list would be available. Now, don't you think that it would do the public a great disservice if we didn't have an accurate list that was
released? Well, I think you should have had it before you created the district and scheduled a referendum. That's what I think. Then we would have had all this time to work on it.
To work on defeating it?
Yeah. To make our argument.
Work on defeating it.
You can frame it any way you want.
Well,
you
know? It's clear where you are on this.
I haven't had a bet on it. It's not an affordable project.
How much will it cost you?
It's not how much it will cost
you. How much will it cost you? Says not
that's
important.
All on the
how
record.
How much will it cost you?
That's all on the website.
How much will it cost you? How much will your project?
I don't remember exactly.
$300 a year?
Pardon?
$300?
No, around $2,000.
$2,000?
Yeah. But you want to take it personal? I'll go wall to wall with you. You want to debate it? Let's go out. Let's talk about transparency. When has all the discussion been done? It's not in the record. When has the discussion been done? When has the discussion been done about everybody's comments at the public hearing? You immediately went to a vote. So you talk transparency all you want to me. It's damage control. Political damage control.
Next person. Mr. James.
Preston Jenkins, 1903 Drive. I own 50% of the corporation that has property in the Route 9 project. Just have a couple questions in the map plan. Obviously, the and what we're going to vote is for approved $16 million. And item three in the map plan is one that's been used to figure out the cost, which assumes a $4 million grant and $12 million interest rate loan. And I recall the public hearing that said that if those didn't happen, then this project was not going to go ahead. I don't know if the assurance is that, but I just want to make sure I'm right when that was said. The other issue I have is, which concerns me, is we talk about economic development, and we currently have about 53.4 million property appraisals for the property that's currently in the district. At the last public hearing, I heard there was an $80,000 warehouse that was going to be coming, and another $10 million proposed medical facility. And the $400,000 debt payment on the $12 million shared between those, the two new things would save 63% for us who are already there. But the strange thing that it does is that the $80 million plant will pick up almost 56% of the cost, which is about $223,000. And from an economic development viewpoint, I really question how these people are going to come in and pay those amounts to come to Murrow. And that concerns me that we're actually doing something that actually could slow down the economic development, not increase it. And I just don't think anybody's thought about that, but that's just why I'm talking. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Atkins.
Good evening. Just on a lighter note, could you, when you do the 2019 budget, put some paint the parking light, parking lot striped lights? We've been here for 5 years, and the paint for the parking spaces have worn out. Really, you can barely see them. So if you could put that in the budget, that would be greatly appreciated.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
I had to start out with
Could you state your name for the record, please?
Pardon me?
Could you state your name for the record? Your name and address.
Oh, my name is Leighton Schroll. I've been a resident of the town of Moreau for approximately 30 years, paying taxes, all of those. I'm at a disadvantage of saving because of a great loss of hearing. And I hope that you will I'd like to apologize for any inconvenience that puts on this board. I basically just have one question. I would like to know why this board feels that they have the right to disenfranchise my right to vote and the right to vote for hundreds of other residents of this town in an upcoming referendum when New York State Bill of Rights guarantees my right to do that. Playing chess?
We're listening to your comments.
I have two.
I will make a brief comment, but I'm not going to debate the issue because we've already had the public hearing. This town board is going to follow the letter of the law as far as who is entitled to vote in the upcoming referendum, and we will do no less.
I believe the town of Grove is incorrect in their decision. Whatever their source of information is, I don't believe it's accurate. For the research that I've done so far, the New York State Constitution is quite clear. They're taking away a very important right that hundreds, possibly thousands of citizens of this town under the pretense that we don't pay taxes because we rent. Incorrect. Not going to answer my question.
Well, that's your 3 minutes, sir.
Pardon?
That is your 3 minutes to comment, sir.
I'll be looking for your response. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no other individuals wishing to take advantage of the privilege of the floor, we're going to move on to supervisors' items. First item I have is I had an opportunity to meet with William Elder, the president of the Southside Cemetery Association. We had a great meeting where he expressed his concerns regarding financing at the south side of the cemetery and was looking for any way the town may be helpful in the future to ensure that that cemetery does not become another one on the town of Moreau's list. And I told him that we would discuss the items that he brought forward during our budget workshops that are upcoming and see what board members would like to do. I know that he's looking for assistance with the removal of two trees. They are not for profit. We do have arrangements with other not-for-profits in our community that serve the greater good for our residents. So I said I'd be happy to have that discussion during the budget workshops. Next item I have is I received an email from the Department of Agriculture and Markets, which is congratulating us that the contract for the Farmland Preservation Grant has been fully executed. And anyone who does business with the state knows that that's the ultimate goal when you get toward the grant process, to have a contract in place, because that means the money will be coming. And we are entitled to a 25% advancement in that $15,000. And I will be completing the paperwork for that, so we should be getting $3,750 shortly after they receive the paperwork. So we can start on reviewing the code as far as any ordinances we have in place that are detrimental to agriculture in our community. So that's good for us. Last item I have under supervisor's items is a note regarding Saratoga County Water Authority. The county's been notified that the Water Authority has won the Greater Capital Region Drinking Water Taste Contest, beating out water systems in Albany and Schenectady County. So I'm sure that the public was aware of that. So that's good. Next item on the agenda is committee reports. And with that, I will turn item 14 in relation to mandatory personnel training update over to Councilmember Van Tassel, who he and Councilmember LeClaire head up the Personnel Employee Compensation Committee. So with that, turn over to Council.
Yeah, so just a quick update for board members and others present. As a reminder, New York State passed some new requirements effective beginning October 9th, 2018. All employers are required to distribute a written anti-harassment policy and provide annual sexual harassment training to all employees. I talked to Association of Town, and their position is to work through our insurance company, Nightmare. Nightmare provided us with a draft version of a proposed policy and procedure that could be amended to our employee handbook. Legal counsel has reviewed that and is comfortable with it as it's presented, fairly boilerplate standard. we should, when we have a full board here, kind of final discussion, and my recommendation would be that we move forward with deploying that policy. The challenge on final decisions around the sexual harassment training is that New York State yet has not ruled on what their definition of interactive training is. Other states that have been down this road, California, for example, ruled that web-based online training qualified as interactive, but New York State hasn't, and council is looking into it to see if they can find any more information. But Association of Towns, as I've talked, that decision hasn't been made. That will determine whether we have to hire outside source, bring it in, train a trainer inside, or more affordable, go with an online web-based solution. So because the October 9th date is tied to the policy, we should probably just get ready to do that.
Okay.
So that would be the update that we have on that.
Okay.
I think all board members have copies of it.
I believe so. Thank you. Any other committee reports?
No.
So with that, I will entertain a motion to go into brief executive session to discuss an unnamed person or persons, job performance, to discuss contract negotiations with CSEA. Actually, that would be the only two items I had to discuss unless you have anything else.
To my knowledge, no.
So do you have anything?
I have nothing tonight.
So moved.
Seconded.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Ready?
Good. All right. Entertain a motion to come out of executive session and note for the record no action was taken.
So
seconded.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.